summarize, the department supports the exclusion from fertilized products from Maine and other areas when all of the following minimum conditions are met. The term guaranteed analysis cannot be specified or implied on the product label or any marketing materials. And the word fertilizer is not on the product specification except as noted below, and the exception is it's labeled clearly not a fertilizer. Thank you for your time, department staff. I would be happy to answer questions now and to provide more detailed information during work session.
My name is Dyer, Representative Dill.
Thank you for being here. So do I understand that your A, B, and C are amendments you'd like to see us add to this, or is it already kind of...
It's already in there. Okay. I believe the bill describes that adequately.
Described it that way?
Okay. Yep.
Thank you.
So Representative Cray had it down 100%.
That's it looks like it's accurate.
Something about blind squirrel. Anyone else with any questions? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Dyer.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak in support?
Senator Jackson, Representative Hill, members of the ACF committee. I'm Robert Tardy, a resident of Palmyra, and here representing Casella Organics. And I just want to say it's a pleasure, after 6 years, going on 7 years, to be able to testify in support of a bill that my representative has sponsored. Thank you.
Any questions? Thank you very much. Anyone else speak in support?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I'm Bill Ferdinand with Eaton Peabody. We represent Soil Prep, which is also a company that does composting of these materials, and we support the bill as well. I did notice in drafting for your analyst, the two paragraphs that were drafted and for the exemptions for DEP don't match up, and we can streamline those and make them say the exact same thing so people in the future don't think one means one thing and the other means a different thing, because people have a habit of doing that in the future when we're not around. So I can share those edits with your analyst, and we can just make those match each other in a streamlined fashion.
Thank you, Ms. Ferdinand. Any questions? Seeing none, thank you very much. Yeah. Anyone else speak in support?
Senator Jackson, Representative Dill, members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity today. I don't think I have a whole lot to add. I think that Representative Cray in the department, Ron Dyer, did a nice job over the summer and leading up into this legislative session and finding a resolution to the issues we were working on during the last session. I'll just give you a little bit of insight into the groundwork, so to speak, of the significance of this bill. The whole industry of beneficial use is somewhat of a balance between industry and the end usage. And obviously industry has it creates all kinds of jobs, and they produce byproducts. The DEP evaluates them for their value to be beneficially used, and the end users have an interest in using them as an alternative to conventional products. So that economic and environmental balance is one that's kind of always working with one another, so that there's a quality product being produced that has a value in the marketplace. This bill allows that system to go uninterrupted and the fees be attached to those traditional sources that it was originally intended for. The only other point that I would raise is that, and I think Mr. Dyer probably made people aware, that the DEP has a process in place where these materials have to meet quality standards for both environmental quality as well as their value as a beneficial use. So on behalf of Casella Organics, I work with that company, and I'm an operations manager. I'm the person who works day-to-day with manufacturers who produce these materials and the end users who use them, and trying to strike that daily balance to keep that whole system going. I won't bore you with the testimony. You can read it at your leisure. Thank you. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. Mr. Michaud, any questions? Seeing none, thank you, sir. Anyone else to speak in support? Anyone to speak in opposition? Anyone to speak neither for nor against? Seeing none, we'll close the hearing.